International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 3. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. John 17:17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. 21. That they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. John 17 indicates that truth, sanctification, and oneness are interrelated. Verse 17 puts together truth and sanctification, for sanctification issues from the truth. When the truth works within us, the result is sanctification. This sanctification through the truth is for oneness. Truth sanctifies, and sanctification issues in oneness. The Father is embodied in the Son is realized as the Spirit, and the Spirit is one with the Word. When we touch the Word, we also touch the Spirit. Then something is infused into our inner being. Whatever is infused into us in this way is the truth. Although this involves the acquisition of biblical knowledge, there is something living inside this knowledge. This is the triune God realized by us and transfused into us through the Word. This is not merely the Word. It is the Word mingled and saturated with the triune God and infused into our being. This is the truth that sets us free and sanctifies us. Today's reading. Our crucial need is to have the triune God infused into us through the Word. This infusion works to sanctify us and transform us. To take the Word in this way is not a religious practice or ordinance. It is to experience the living triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, being wrought into us through the living Word. By contacting the Word in this way, God is added into us day by day. As a result, we are permeated with God and made one with Him. Sanctification through the Word of Truth results in oneness. The sanctifying Word, the sanctifying Spirit, the sanctifying life, and the sanctifying God are all one. Therefore, if we are being sanctified, we can be nothing else but one. We are one spontaneously because all the factors of division are taken away. The first of these factors is worldliness. As long as you love the world in a certain aspect, that aspect of worldliness becomes a cause of division. It separates you from the brothers and sisters. Anyone who is worldly is through with oneness. Another cause of division is ambition. Ambition is like a gopher that works underground in a hidden way to cause damage. Ambition undermines from within. We all must admit that we are ambitious. What can kill our ambition? Rebuking does not avail. I can testify from experience, however, that when we contact the Lord through the Word and allow Him to infuse Himself into us, the truth thus imparted into our being kills our ambition. Day by day the sanctifying truth kills the element of ambition within us. The germ of ambition is in our blood and needs the sanctifying truth as an antibiotic to kill it. If our ambition is not killed, there can be no genuine oneness. I thank the Lord that we brothers are one, not because we have the same disposition or because we have made a certain agreement. Rather, we are one because our ambition is being killed. The hidden gopher of ambition needs to be exterminated by the sanctifying Word. If we desire to have the genuine oneness in the church life, we need the sanctifying truth to deal with our ambition. In John 17:17 23 we see that sanctification issues in the genuine oneness because this sanctification keeps us in the triune God. In order to be one we need to be in the us, that is, in the triune God. The only way to be in the triune God is by the sanctifying truth that deals with all the factors of division. By being kept in the triune God, we are one. But whenever we are out of the triune God, we are divided immediately. This is the end of today's morning revival.